Christmas Eve edition of the show. You, as always, can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And we start things out this hour by going right back into your phone calls. We have Ziggy on the line still from the United Kingdom. Now, Ziggy, you wanted to talk holidays or something. What's on your mind?
Yeah, basically, in this country, it is illegal for any large supermarket or any large shop to open on Christmas Day and Easter Sunday. It's also, shops can only trade for 6 hours on a Sunday. And
this is nonsense.
I think the last thing the state should be doing is telling businesses when not to open up.
Well, you know what this is? It's just an extension, and it doesn't only go on in the UK. I know that there are some areas in America where things like this happen. Also, I know it's fairly common in Canada as well. And really, it's just an extension of the state's involvement in the marketplace at all. You know,
yeah.
Like, for instance, with alcohol regulations, the state says, well, you can't sell alcohol after 11 o'clock at night, or you can't sell it before noon on Sundays, or whatever. So they just say, well, okay, well, we've gotten away with regulating alcohol. Now let's just regulate what these people's hours can be and when they can open and when they can't. I mean, it's really just the next logical step, if you will.
Basically, religion's been used as a front for the interests of unions. Someone said that basically this was a union thing.
Really?
The Labour government, of course, is backed by the unions.
How would the union benefit?
Well, basically, they don't want their workers to work longer hours, do they? You know, on a Sunday.
I don't know. How many grocery stores? I mean, you're talking about big stores. How many of those guys are unionized over there?
I honestly don't know.
I can't imagine. I can tell you, here in America, when you go to the grocery store, it's mostly kids that are working. Yeah. I can tell you they aren't unionized.
Well, basically, the thing is, people say, oh, if you deregulated it, you know, people wouldn't have any leave or whatever. No, but I can't see an employer saying to people they have to work all the time, because basically, you know, if you don't give anyone any rest time, they're not going to be a good worker.
Absolutely. Let the marketplace decide on this one, because the employers have to compete with other employers for employees, and if they aren't giving their employees reasonable work schedules, then those employees are going to go work for the competition, and eventually the bad employers will lose all the good workers, and if you don't have good workers, then your customers aren't going to be happy, and they'll lose business, and eventually they'll go out of business, and the marketplace will handle these things. Now, that's not to say that I believe that most employers will, you know, shut down voluntarily on Christmas. I think many of them will, but, you know, with grocery stores, I mean, you're saying that grocery stores will be prevented from being open tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's right, and I mean, personally, I feel like someone else's morals are being shoved onto me. I mean, I'm an atheist. As far as I'm concerned, today is December the 25th.
Right. Why can't they employ all the Jewish people and atheists and Buddhists on Christmas? I mean, not everyone is a Christian. In fact, I know that the statistics from the UK, where you're calling from, I think most people there are not Christians. I believe I've seen numbers like in the 40th percentile that are atheists there.
It's an irony that, you know, you have separation of church and state, and yet we still have, you know, church as part of the establishment. Church and state here are intertwined.
But we tend to have a more religious population. It is
strange.
That
makes sense, right? Because people tend to rebel against things in many ways.
I think that would probably be part. Mixing state and church kind of probably drove a lot of people
from the church.
Also, I heard you talking about ecstasy.
Yes, sir.
About the use in treatment for psychiatric patients.
Yeah.
It has been done in Switzerland for many years.
Really? Is it legal there?
Sorry?
Is it legal in Switzerland?
Yes.
Wow.
It was to be prescribed by a psychiatrist.
Oh, okay. So I can't just go to the coffee shop in Switzerland and...
No, I think Switzerland, there's talk about them legalizing marijuana. I mean, the Swiss have got their heads screwed on about many issues.
Yeah.
And I mean, Ron Paul's an admirer of the way of Swiss government.
In some ways, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Ziggy, great call tonight, man. Thanks for the call, as always. 800-259-9231. Just to go back to this idea that, you know, government needs to decide when a store can be open. it's absolutely asinine, and it's certainly anti-commercial. I think that's really what it is, more so than anything else.
Right. I mean, if you have a boss that makes you work on Christmas, they're probably going to have a hard time keeping employees, because people don't want to work, be forced to work on a holiday like that.
But then you've got people like me who love working on holiday. I used to work in retail, and there was one year when Kmart, where I worked, where Kmart opened on Thanksgiving Day. They were the only retailer in town open on Thanksgiving Day. And I have never in my life, in the 3.5 years I spent in retail, never were we busier than we were on that Thanksgiving Day. I don't even think we were busier the day after, the Black Friday. I think we were busiest on Thanksgiving Day. And the same thing applies to Christmas Day, or he was saying that it's Easter and Christmas in the UK that these big stores can't be open on. What if you've been really, really busy? And, you know, because a lot of people are really hardworking folk, you know, they work 6 days a week or whatever, and they're working 8-10 hours a day. What if you've been so damn busy you haven't had a chance to go and get a turkey or whatever it is that you were going to make for your Christmas Day lunch or dinner or whatever, and you go out early in the morning thinking that, oh, well, you know, I'll catch the short sale that they have at the grocery store. Wait a minute, they're closed. So now you're SOL. You've got no food in the house. You can't get anything from the grocery store because the government has forced them to close. It's absolutely asinine. Most grocery stores close early on Christmas Day, but they do have limited hours, so those last-minute buyers who've been procrastinating or whatever can go out and get their food.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And some people don't mind working on Christmas or Sunday, the same thing.
Sure.
And if you're a Jew, you know, you take Fridays and Saturdays off. If you're a Christian, it's Sunday. So
right.
You have different parts of the workforce who would rather work different days. And if you have a relatively unregulated labor market where employers can schedule someone any day, they usually work it out so people who want to work on a certain day do. And
right.
If people need it off, someone else fills in. That's generally how it works.
And then there's also the incentive portion. I recall that there's such thing as holiday pay. I know that some companies offer this, where you get paid time and a half if you come and work on Christmas.
Well, that does go back to the unions to some extent. Some companies offer it voluntarily, but I believe many workplaces are required to give time and a half on official holidays.
Maybe the
federal
case.
Holidays.
I'm not sure about that, because I don't think I ever got... Is it some workplaces? Because I'm pretty sure I never got time and a half when I worked at the radio station, and I was frequently working holidays there.
I don't know. It really might be by state. I know that some places you get time and a half. You get overtime pay. I don't know how voluntary that is. I think the unions played a big part.
But that's one of the things that could come out anyway. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That would be one of those examples where you've got government people or union people sort of running out in front of a parade saying, well, this is something we need, but the marketplace would have provided
it
anyway.
I think it would have. I mean, I think if you need more people to work on Christmas, you know, you're not going to force them to work on Christmas. But if you offer them time and a half or double overtime, you'll get them in there.
You better believe it. Most retail workers would jump at that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just think it's absolutely outrageous, and it goes on all over the place. I mean, what would happen if you took that out further? Because, again, once a government gets its foot in a door of some sort of regulation, it usually expands that. So if we're going to give, you know, Christmas Day and Easter Day off to every single worker because of, you know, Jesus or whatever the deal is, then why don't we start giving off, you know, some Jewish holidays as well while we're at it? Let's throw Halloween in there for all the, you know, the Satanists or whatever. And let's be fair with this and give a whole bunch of mandatory days off for everything. I mean, before you know it, you've got 6 days out of the week where you can shop and one day everything's closed. And I think there are actually countries where that actually happens. I think I recall, I don't remember if it was Switzerland or one of those European countries where... You have to be closed. If you're above a certain size, as far as a store is concerned, you have to be closed on Sundays.
Well, Massachusetts was the same way up until a few years ago.
Really?
Many stores had
Maybe it was Massachusetts. All blend together.
Oh, no, it was
me.
A blue lie. I think you couldn't sell booze on Sunday, and you couldn't open certain stores on Sundays.
It's just
and
acid.
They've recently relaxed that and pretty much done away with it. But it was a holdover from their Puritan past when you had to close on Sunday because...
You know, one thing Massachusetts has over New Hampshire, and doesn't have a lot over New Hampshire, is that you can actually be an independently owned liquor store in Massachusetts.
You can, but it's not a very good system. I believe there's a big bidding process that goes on, and
it's just
a way for the state. It's very expensive. It's basically a cash cow for the state, and if you're connected,
it's
you get the license.
It's always a cash cow for the state, sure. 1-800-259-9231. John in New Hampshire, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Ladies first, if you make the call, 800-259-9231. And on the way, since it is the Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live, we'll tell you about a gang of rampaging drunken Santas where they went, and what they did. That's all on the way, and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Ted Anderson, happy holidays. December 24th, 2007. Gold, 811 60-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $835.99, 412 for half, 206 per quarter. That's $835.99, 412 for half, and 206 per quarter. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Eve edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Yeah, Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. That's SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com. We go to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nick. John in New Hampshire. Going once.
John, hello again.
Hey, John, you're there this time, and you were probably there
you got
before.
Me?
Hey, yeah, we got you. What's
yeah,
on your
I've
mind?
I've been here all the time.
We figured as much. Our board ops just, maybe he's had too much eggnog tonight
I
or something.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I missed the beginning of the show, but I'm not sure, so I could be wrong here. I think I heard Nick saying that the sun rose at 8:30 here in New Hampshire.
No, I messed that up. It's like 7:30.
I think it's 5. What is it?
It's
what
like
is it, 7.
The latest is on the 22nd, which, you know, from
right.
then on, December 22nd, or I think it can fall on the 21st or the 22nd, depending on whatever, I don't know. But that time of year, it begins to get longer days. On that day, it was about 7:15, so it starts to get light, oh, maybe 6:30.
Right.
Sunrise sets at 4:15. But the reason I wanted to call, I was like, whoa, you guys are making it sound like we're living on the damn North Pole up here. This is what people are afraid of. The worst it gets is about 9 hours between sunrise and sunset, so you have light on either side of that a little bit. And then from there, as it gets a little bit colder, it begins to get wonderfully pretty up here because you can start to depend on the snow sticking around, and it just looks gorgeous. So
you're saying that December 21st is the shortest day of the year, and
yeah,
how many hours of sunlight do you get?
About 9. And it falls on the 21st or the 22nd, something like that. It could be either day, I think. I'm not an expert on that
right.
stuff.
Yeah, I think it changes
it's
the calendar.
But it's around there. And yesterday, it was like 51 degrees here in Salem. And
yeah,
right now, it's like, you know, I checked this right before I called. It's, you know, 36 degrees. It's not even freezing.
Right. It's been warm the last couple of days.
Anyway, I was just concerned. Like I said, I missed the beginning, and I was like, whoa, where are you guys going with this? You're making it sound like we're living on the, you know, on the moon.
I wasn't trying to scare people off, but the, you know, the seasonal affective disorder, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I mean, that really is a real concern for some
people. When I heard that, I was thinking maybe Nick had that, and maybe it seemed like that to him.
No.
Nick's a friend of mine, so I'm picking on him in a friendly way here.
Well, you know, it's never really bothered me too much that not, I mean, it doesn't get that bad, you're right, and it's what I've always known, so it
right,
really
and it just gets prettier from here on out. Like I said, as it gets, it's going to start getting colder, yes, it mm-hmm. can get particularly cold, but it's not like we're living in the dark up here. It's not like we're in Alaska.
You know, I have to say, as a Florida native, I have to say that I prefer it to be cold rather than hot, because, you know, I remember the last day.
That's what they
I
make clothes for.
Well, yeah, that's what they make clothes for. It's why they have heat. And, you know, it's sort of the reverse. Here in New Hampshire, heat is a luxury, whereas in Florida, air conditioning is a luxury. So it's just sort of the same situation, just completely reversed. But I think it's preferable to have it cold out because I can just remember the last day I was in Florida when I was going out to the moving truck to load some stuff up, I had walked from my front door to the moving truck, and I was already sweating. So, you know, if it's hot outside, there's really not that much you can do about that. You're going to be sweating.
Right, even if you're naked.
Yeah, you're going to be sweating, and it's
right.
just awful. And I have to say that I would prefer the kind of weather we have, and I do prefer the kind of weather we have here in
well,
New Hampshire.
One of the real beauties of here is Florida. You've got that all the time. A friend of mine who was really,
oh, yeah.
He was studying to be a weatherman, which mm-hmm. I don't know why anybody would want to do that, but he was a strange fellow, and he's a friend of mine.
I don't know, want to be on TV.
Florida. I said, what the heck are you doing with that? Here, you've got seasons, and that's one of the beauties of New England. You know, there's an old saying, I don't know if you heard it, New England, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge exaggeration, but,
right.
you know, it's absolutely gorgeous. You've got a couple of times a year that, you know, sometimes they can call it mud season in the spring, or, you know, I kind of, to me, this in between the foliage and when it starts to get real cold and you can depend on the snow sticking around,
mm-hmm.
it's not that pretty, but it starts to, and it doesn't last that long.
I think snowy, snow covering things has its own, you know, beauty of it. It's different, but I think it's pretty. I do.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Right. I think one of the keys, if you're going to live up here and enjoy the winter, is to do something outside. If you're, even if you're not an outdoorsy person, try to do something outside.
I went snowboarding.
Oh, did you?
Nice.
Julia got me to go snowboarding with her, and it was like a nice idea. But what happened was when we got off the ski lift, which was a disaster on its own. But when we got off the ski lift, we tried to go on the bunny trail, which is the really easy trail.
Sure.
And I, of course, have never done anything like this before.
That's where you start.
But unfortunately, what happened was I couldn't really control myself and started going down like the expert hill on accident. And I really should have unhooked my boots and crawled back up to the bunny trail, because I could not even stand up on the way down.
So, dude, you know what you have to do, right?
Well, what I had to do was fall down about 25 times before I got to the bottom of the hill.
What you have to do now is you need to go back and try it again.
Oh, yeah, we went up again.
You're not going to make those same mistakes over and over.
Oh, no, I'm just pointing out,
failing on that thing.
Whatever you do, don't go anywhere but the bunny hill first time out. Because she kept telling me, oh, just stand up. Well, I couldn't stand up. I had no idea what the hell I was doing.
You know how to do it.
Yeah,
snowboarding. I mean, I ski, and snowboarding, I tried it one time, and I kept falling down, and it was kind of frustrating because I knew how to ski, didn't know how to snowboard very well, so I just stuck with the skiing.
Well, I fell so many times on that first hill. I mean, it was no problem. The bunny hills later, I mean, I fell a few times, obviously, but it was just fall after fall after fall. I'm still hurting, and it's been several days. It's like I got my butt kicked by a gang.
Just so people who are listening who are not used to this whole idea, I made a decision. I didn't want to give up my walking in the forest routine when it became winter, became late fall the first year that I was up here. And I didn't move far, but I also wasn't in the habit of walking in the forest all the time. And it got to snow, and I said, man, I don't want to give this up. And I looked at the cost of just cross-country skiing or snowshoeing, and I knew this is what you have to do. If you want to enjoy the outdoors, that's all you need to do.
It's not that expensive.
I chose snowshoeing just for one reason. The cost of doing that or cross-country skiing was essentially the same. And I looked at it like, I don't need any skills at all to do snowshoeing.
Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is buy the equipment and then you're done, right? You get the shoes and the
warm clothes. And I can also go over these hills and over these rocks and all kinds of stuff that, you know, the cross-country skiers can't quite do. And they've got a different advantage. They can go faster, cover more ground. So you know, it'd be nice to do all these things, but it's just absolutely wonderful. So it concerned me when you got. It seemed like as soon as I turned on, and it sounded like you guys were.
Well, thank you for calling in to clarify that. It's not as bad as we might have accidentally made it sound. I think we've done a fine job of backtracking at this point, John. Thanks for the call. Aiden, and always good hearing
from
you.
Happy Christmas.
Yes, sir. 1-800-259-9231. It really is. The season thing is really neat, especially as someone who's a Florida native. We just don't have those down there. Or we didn't have those down
there. I don't know why I do it out seasons. So
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, the live Christmas Eve edition.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
You're tired, irritable, emotional, and not sleeping well. Well, you've heard the saying, take a pill. Well, now you can. Four of them, in fact. All part of a wonderful new, easy-to-take vitamin supplement called Good Days, designed to support positive mood and emotional well-being, along with clarity of thinking, increased energy, better health and disease prevention, and even a better night's sleep. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. You can feel better, and Good Days can help. Unlike most supplements, these wonderful new vitamins were designed to support physical and emotional good health with natural ingredients such as omega-3s and herbs and botanicals. I'm so certain that you'll love this new supplement. I want to send you a free 30-day supply right now. Come on, feel good, be happy, make good days part of your good life. Call now.
Find out how to improve your mood with this free 30-day supply. Call 800-960-1237. 800-960-1237. 800-960-1237.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live, it is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, features for free. And those features include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for free for you at freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Now, on this show, in the past, we've talked a number of times, and inevitably we'll talk more about it in the future, about the idea of free market protection services. And the reason we are going to talk about it inevitably into the future is because it's just an idea that people have never heard of before. And when they hear about it for the first time, they want to know more. In fact, if you want to know more about these sort of free market ideas, not just protection services, but how the free market can pretty much do everything better than the government, and how we can actually get away from the government in the first place and actually get to the free market, I have, as of today, completed my dictation of a little book that I happen to be a huge fan of. It's called The Market for Liberty. It is by Morris and Linda Tannehill. So I've completed dictating all 16 chapters. I've got to review the final chapter because I finished it just before the show. I need to go back and make sure I didn't make any mistakes. I'm going to do a little introduction and maybe a little afterword or something like that. So I've got a little bit more work to do, but with any luck, tomorrow, at the very latest, by the end of the year, I'll have released this. Basically, it's a free audiobook that I'm going to be releasing at freetalklive.com. So that's going to be a good way to get more information on some of this stuff. But the basic idea is that there really isn't anything that government does very well except kill people and steal your money.
So what we want to do is, or what I want to do, and free marketeers like myself would like to get the government out of a lot of these services that they claim that we need so much. You know, oh, well, what would you do without government police? Well,
right. Well, you'd like to get them out of all of the services.
Yes.
Minarchists like myself want to get them out of almost all of the services.
Right. You're one of the small government guys. So now, is one of the government services you want to keep government protection?
Yes, government police.
Well, then you might find these numbers interesting. Gil Gillory at LouRockwell.com has run some of the numbers here, because the idea of marketizing protection services is you get it out of the hands of the government, you put it in the hands of people in the marketplace who are in search of profit, who will compete to offer those services. So instead of having to buy, or instead of being forced by the government to pay for services that you may or may not want, in the case of the police, I can't really think of any services that they offer that I'm too interested in. I mean, they want to give me tickets for speeding, arrest my friends for smoking marijuana, and then from time to time they'll go after a real criminal. And so I think that in the marketplace you'd see a major shift. You'd see them actually just focusing on protecting people, because no one's going to pay for a service that charges them for running a stop sign or something like that. So all of those nonsense, silly laws are going to go away. And I'm sure that you agree with at least reforming the government police, Nick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we've gotten towards a police state mentality instead of more of a peace officer mentality. We could probably use a lot less police, get rid of the war on drugs. And I'm fine with private protection as far as private security. I think that's great. Takes a lot of the workload off the police. My biggest thing with the free market is, aside from defense, is having a justice system that everybody agrees upon, and ideally one that's only based on crimes of force and fraud. But I think you need some kind of civilized judicial way to deal with the few people who make problems, like stealing and killing and raping.
Sure, and the Market for Liberty does a great job talking about market arbitration and that sort of thing.
I've heard many arguments for market arbitration. It might work someday. I'm not completely convinced it would work. My thing is just, let's try getting to a very small government where it's only police and the military
to
talk about.
Oh, I totally agree with that approach, Nick. But that's you know, something we're all working towards, is getting to that smaller government point and then continuing to discuss. But we're sort of continuing the discussion now, basically, because it's still interesting and fascinating, and people need to think about these things in advance of even getting to that point. And so we're not going to focus on arbitration, but so much what we're going to focus on here today is some of the ideas as far as what it would cost to actually buy insurance against aggression. Because today, if you, for instance, have your bike stolen, you call the police. They inevitably will have a form for you to fill out. Or, if you're lucky, they'll fill it out for you. But you'll probably have to fill out the form. And, you know, they'll take the report, and they'll claim to, keep their eyes open. If they happen to see anything, they'll let you know, and you might get your bike back. Odds are against it. They don't really actually do any sort of investigation, because, again, the police don't really have a financial incentive to go out there and do that sort of work. So what would happen if the marketplace were offering some sort of, you know, insurance to prevent those thefts? Not necessarily prevent them, but to compensate you in the event that something like that were to happen. And Gil writes in, he says, what if there were a company that would patrol your neighborhood and be financially liable for losses due to crime on your property? Would you be interested in subscribing? Could something like that actually work and be profitable? And would it be preferable to tax-funded patrol? This idea has been suggested by a number of libertarians, and some people think the insurance component of such a venture would completely swamp its viability. So how much would it take to cover, just to cover the payouts for losses? My friends and I decided to find out. We took a look at data from the FBI Uniform Crime Reports and the Department of Justice National Crime Victimization Surveys. It picked a specific location in the U.S., did a little bit of math, and found out that to insure against the peril of murder, assuming each victim's estate would be given $1 million, it would cost approximately $8 a year per household. To insure against the peril of rape, assuming each victim would be given $50,000, it would cost about $21 a year per household. To insure against the peril of battery and assault, assuming each victim would be made whole for monetary losses only, it would cost approximately $3 a year per household. To insure against all property crimes, robbery, burglary, motor vehicle theft, assuming each victim would be made whole for monetary losses only, it would cost about $126 per year per household. But wait, you already have car insurance and homeowners insurance. What if the payouts were capped at your homeowner's insurance deductible, where your insurance company already starts picking up the tab? Well then, To insure against all property crimes, it would cost only about $25 a year per household. Maybe the idea isn't so crazy after all.
It's a great business model. Someone ought to get on that.
Oh, I absolutely agree. The problem is that government doesn't like competition. And so if you come in and you start offering competing services to existing government protection services, they tend to get a little upset about
that. Well, I mean, if you have a private neighborhood association, you can't claim to exclusively have jurisdiction there. You can't say the police can't do anything there. But what we're talking about here is mostly insurance, and the company would have some incentive to prevent crime as well, to prevent the payouts. So I think you could do this even with our system. It depends on your local jurisdictions, but I think in, say, a private association where the roads are owned by the homeowners in the association, I think you could set something like this up.
It's possible. I don't really know what all the laws are like, but I think that I think it'd be more possible if we actually shifted our current government justice system to a system of actual real justice where people were compensated for the damage that was done. And that really doesn't happen enough today in America. So, for instance, if the insurance company, if the bike is stolen from your front yard and you had it locked up, the insurance company would essentially, do a quick investigation. They determine that you didn't steal your own bike, so they would pay you for the bike and make you whole as the victim. So the insurance company will take care of you if you were insured. But then the insurance company is going to want to go and get their money back because they had to pay out on that deal, and somebody's got that bike. So, if there had been a rash of bike thefts or whatever, or a rash, rather, of bike thefts, and they found the thief, the insurance company would want to have a judgment passed against the thief to where they said, well, you've stolen five bikes, you owe us $5,000 or
plus the cost, whatever the cost
of the
bike,
the court
and of pursuing
the investigation.
Them. Yeah,
right. So I mean, let's just say for the five bikes, like $500 bikes, it'd be $5,000. That there would have to be a justice system in place, whether it be government or a private arbitration system, that would say to the criminal, you need to pay this company back or else. And then in that case, I think the system could work.
Oh, yeah.
800-259-9231. But if we have it where the bike thief just goes to jail for a few days, then the insurance company's not going to be too interested in offering that as an option because they can't make back their costs. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, this is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. Like the show. You want to help support Free Talk Live. Then you can go to the Free Talk Live store and do a little shopping. Go to store.freetalklive.com. You'll see we've got all kinds of neat merchandise, including Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts, hoodies. We've got DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets, free bumper stickers. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. You'll find out about our special offer, where if your order includes a Free Talk Live T-shirt, and if that's all you want to order, then you can just order that. But as long as it includes a Free Talk Live T-shirt or the Free Marketeer T-shirt, we will send $10, basically the cost of shipping, we'll send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign. So just another way to give you an extra incentive to go out and buy some Free Talk Live gear this holiday season. It's not too late, and this is going on from now through the end of the year. So you've got about another week to take advantage of this special deal. Again, sending $10 to the Ron Paul campaign if you buy a Free Talk Live T-shirt. And we were only going to do $5 for the ladies' tees, but Mark said he'd throw in the extra $5. So even if you order the ladies' T-shirt, our margins aren't as high on that. Mark's going to throw in personally $5 to the Ron Paul campaign for that. So all the details there at store.freetalklive.com. Let's go into the email box here. Again, it's the live Christmas Eve edition. Do not be fooled. Those other radio hosts are not on the air tonight, but Free Talk Live is. So we're here, and we want to hear from you. Let's go to Adam. He says, guys, love the show. Here's one problem I believe will not be solved by changing to a free market system in healthcare. Now, that's one you're probably with me on, right, Nick?
Absolutely.
Okay. In a free market system, as it is right now, and no, Adam, it's not a free market system right now. That's, you know, the first point that needs to be rebutted here. People think this about the healthcare system in America, and I don't know why. If you think that the healthcare system in America is free market, then either you don't know what the free market is, or you don't know much about the healthcare system.
Well, it's understandable because we're told we live in a free market society, by and large. It's just a lie.
I don't even remember being told that in school.
Well, capitalist society, I mean, people just make the assumption that we're supposed to be free people,
yes. Well,
but we're not.
Unfortunately, the truth about the healthcare industry is that most of the dollars spent are spent by governments, whether it be federal or local or state governments. Most of the money in the healthcare world in America is spent by governments, which means that far from being free market, the healthcare system in America is anything but. It's a mostly socialized system. It's not 100% socialized like North Korea, but it is mostly. And that's not good for innovation. It's not good for competition, for prices coming down. They're not. They're going up. And service just keeps continually getting worse. More and more good doctors and nurses are dropping out because they're frustrated with all the requirements. Or many of them have decided to go on a cash-only basis and just say no to Medicare payments, which I think is a brilliant idea. So is our system free market? Not even close. Should it be? Absolutely, because that would solve pretty much all the problems that we have.
Right, a great amount of money is spent just on the overhead doing the government-required paperwork in healthcare.
Yeah.
I've heard estimates up to 10% of overall healthcare costs are not doctors or anything involved with medicine, just the people behind the scenes processing government-required paperwork or
right.
something like that.
Paper shufflers.
Subsidized insurance.
Yep. So let me continue with his email, though. He says, the pharmaceutical companies today spend little to none of their efforts and monies toward finding a cure for the diseases of today. Now, I don't know if that's really true, but we continue. He's a little cynical here. He says, as we all know, the money is in the treatment, not the cure. And I don't see that changing unless the government starts a program with that express intent. Although that will never happen because of all the money politicians receive from drug companies. Well, first of all, it won't ever happen because government research projects are typically ineffective. Because government can't direct money as effectively as the marketplace can. So if, for instance, you know, different universities or scientific laboratories around the country want to do their own research, they find their own investors, and they get to decide how to spend that money as opposed to it coming down from on high by government diktat.
I think you may have a point here, though. I think that the drug companies largely do want to make money, and they do lobby the government, especially for holistic medicine, alternative medicine. Anything that might work better than regular expensive medicine that they can make a profit off of, or generics, they lobby to get banned from the U.S. market. So
that's
true. They do use government to try to enhance their profits, which isn't in the interest of profit-taking.
Right. I didn't want to label them all with the same brush. I don't know if that's true of all of the drug companies. But, yes, I do agree with you there. There's definitely some collusion going on between these corporations and the government, and it's not good for health freedom.
Right. But there does tend to, if the drug companies aren't making any profit, they're not going to put any money into finding new cures. If everything went to generic right off the bat, they're probably not going to make very much money, and they're not going to have much to spend on finding, researching new medicines.
Well, now that's where I wanted to go. I mean, there's a little bit more to this here, but what I wanted to touch on was the fact that these drug companies, you know, they're screwed in one way, but they also use this, like the government screws them over, but they also use the government to screw over other companies. So they're trying to just, they're trying to break even, I guess you could say,
right.
because they're screwed over in the fact that they have to pay billions of dollars in order to get their drug even on the marketplace and get through this FDA approval process in the first place. So if it weren't for these huge governmental hoops that were being put up, the cost of research and development on the there's research and development, and then there's the regulatory costs that are slapped on top of that, which makes research and development seem to cost more than it actually does. I don't claim to know what it costs to R&D a new drug, but I know that it would be cheaper if they didn't have to spend $1 billion or however many billions it is on getting it through the FDA process and the 10 years that's also
right.
required.
Wait,
there.
Before they can turn it around and make any money whatsoever off it.
Exactly. So that's one of the reasons why the drugs that are in the marketplace are as expensive as they are. It's because the government's standing in the way of that market freedom. And there's another aspect here. Let me continue his email. He says, I truly believe that healthcare will become much cheaper, more efficient, and will advance quicker in a free market system. That much is true. However, I also believe that even if the drug companies happen to accidentally discover and invent a cure as a byproduct of their quest for an ever more profitable treatment, that they would do their best to keep that cure from becoming widely available. He says, your thoughts? Well, I think that you're probably right in today's world.
where the government has helped insulate these drug companies from competition. As you pointed out, Nick, the holistic manufacturers, the natural solution guys, you know, they aren't allowed to advertise their products. They can't advertise the benefits, even if they might have done their own study that proves that, you know, taking echinacea prevents a cold, and I don't know if that's true. But even if they might have done that, they can't promote it. And so they can't even compete on even close to an even playing field with the drug companies, because the drug companies are buddy-buddy with the FDA and the government. And so without the government there to stand in the way of this marketplace functioning, I think you'd see a whole lot more competition, and with that extra competition, you would see companies absolutely researching cures and putting cures out there on the market, because they would get all the business if they created a cure.
I think even in today's world, I think if they find a cure for cancer, whatever company finds that will probably put it on the market. That they can make a lot of money that way, even if they make another portion of their income off of treating cancer. Not every company is going to have a large part of its stock in treating cancer. Some pharmaceutical companies won't have many patents on cancer drugs, so they wouldn't be hurting themselves by finding a cure. So I think in a free market, yes, and even in today's mixed market, I think if there was a cure for cancer, I think it would be put on the market. Some people are a little too cynical, I think.
Think of the name recognition, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Pfizer comes up with a cure for cancer. I mean, that's huge publicity for
right.
them.
And then Merck's upstage, so they're going to go and try to cure something else, maybe
right.
AIDS.
Now that's not to say that, I mean, these companies make all kinds of drugs. I mean, Pfizer and these other companies, as bad as they might be in some areas, they're out there pumping out aspirin and, you know, eye drops, and there's all kinds of consumable products that they are producing as well. So it's not like their only business is in cancer research and all of that. So if they come up with a cure for cancer, that just means that they're keeping customers alive longer so they can use their eye drop products and that sort of thing. So, you know, try to look at it from a bigger perspective. And now this might be something we disagree on, Nick. I think that if there were no intellectual property, then that would change the face of the medicine research field just completely. Because if there's no intellectual property, then you would have medications being released that could be duplicated easily, and that the products would be very affordable. And again, you wouldn't have the government standing in the way of real marketplace competition to get those products to the market.
I absolutely agree with you that it would change things radically. I just don't think it would be for the better. I don't think people would have much of an incentive to invest, even without the regulatory steps. R&D would take millions or billions of dollars for some of these projects.
You know what?
I mean,
a lot of R&D costs are actually in lawyers' fees to process patent applications and that sort of thing and protect intellectual property.
That's true, but if you're going to have to sell at a generic price, I still think you're disincentivizing the drug companies to put... They'd still be putting millions of dollars in. They have staffs that have to work for years. Sometimes the science just takes years to develop some of these cures.
I also think that in the absence of intellectual property, what you're not looking at is that the market would reorient itself in different ways that you and I might not necessarily be able to think right now.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, but
hour
I think
three
the short term is that.
Is on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIBDOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIBDOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.